that makes sense.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Afternoon, Danger Studios, Coral Springs, Florida. I'm joined by Mr. Peter Leonard.
Brought to you today by Office Depot.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome. And of course, Peter's here as usually is on Tuesday. And back.
Making my return.
Right. It's been like, you're like MacArthur.
Hey.
You know, after years. Has it been at least a couple years since you've been in the studio?
I'm not really sure. I can tell you this. I had never heard the
intro
open
song?
I had heard their intro song. That was my blanket of security when that kicked in. All like that little bit at the beginning. I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
I didn't know if we were going into some like satellite segment.
Mm-hmm.
And
it threw
then
you.
The music kicked in.
My
comfort zone hit. I knew exactly where I was. Right. You guys are bopping along.
Familiarity.
I like didn't even miss a beat. Riding a bike.
That's right. Familiarity.
Or having sex. How do you forget?
I forgot.
Oddly enough, the last time I had sex, I was on a bike.
Yeah. Shit. Last time I was in a woman was the Statue of Liberty.
Your size would not allow that bike thing that
I
you
could
just
do it.
Claimed.
I'm
like
very
a motorcycle?
Agile.
Like a Harley with one of those big seats?
On a Schwinn. I could do it on a Schwinn. It'd have to be a banana seat.
Man, actually, your ass was really taking
was on
a beating.
It was on a motorcycle, but she was in a sidecar.
Wow.
So yeah,
just goes to tell you how big
was
my
wiener. Was it that long? Exactly. He's getting it onto the sidecar.
The wind help, you know, the wind redirection.
Wait, before we move forward, I must know, are there any restrictions on what I should say? Because, you know, I was at the way, way, way back Danger Studios when you could say a lot of stuff. Where should I be at right now?
Yeah, you know, you could, whatever. I guess at some point we want to go to, like, you know, illicit content.
So you know,
you just want to eliminate the seven deadly words of radio, which is not that. Listen, Stern did it for so many years and so creatively, and I think his show suffered since he went to satellite, and he can say, you know, pussy and all.
Oh,
that
we're
shit.
All numb to it now.
Because when he used to say, you know, hey nanny nanny, and he used to make all these.
Right.
You know, alliteration, you make these really cool. It's
not creative.
My joystick,
anymore.
Right. Like, exactly.
It's just getting hacky.
Right.
Like, for example, yesterday.
You just have to put some thought into it.
Right.
Yesterday, Ciro, myself, and Ethan Moore, both those guys book a venue, discussed what happened with me potentially with somebody who basically wanted to come in and take one of my venues, which, like I said, is no, try if you want. I'm not telling that's a bad thing. But then badmouthed me, and some people messaged me today and said, "Hey, it was very honest. You did it right, so it's a lesson for the comedy community." But we didn't throw anybody under the bus. Like, we didn't mention names.
Oh yeah, no, I've done one of those posts before.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I think mine was more of a survey post.
Right.
I said, you know, hey, is this appropriate? Am I overreacting? Like, community speak.
Right. Yeah.
And of course, they said, "Nah, that person's being a douche." And I was like, well, I know. That's why I posted it.
I just wanted to confirm it.
I did the same thing you did. Didn't give it away. People hit me up. They asked. I said, that's not the point. The point is I was trying to see, am I being over emotional about my venue? But I
that's
wasn't.
Funny, man.
I was
I don't
right
consider
on point.
Myself a comedian. And it's so funny, you know, having just
oh,
worked.
You consider yourself
I said,
a comedian.
I don't consider
no,
myself.
No, you do, though.
No, no, no. I consider myself a funny person. But I don't go and perform and do his stuff. I don't pursue it. If I did, I'd probably be good at it.
All right. So he's the consummate conversational comedian.
Which is like anybody. If anybody puts their time to something and keeps working at it, eventually you're going to be good at it unless you're a complete fuck up.
Not if you don't have any talent.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of people who can suck it.
But just having worked at that, you know, the joint for 7 years and been around all comedians and done this show and everybody who's rotated in and out of here.
Right.
Everybody is just, they just hate everybody else. They just, you know, it's so funny where, you know, 1 month you love this guy, the next month he's an asshole.
My big point yesterday was, you know, whatever. You know, whatever somebody wants to think, believe, or feel about something, God bless them. Who the fuck, you know? But, don't go up to a person and smile at their face, and then 2 minutes later when they're not there, go, what a fucking asshole. You know what that, blah, 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 and just spread all kinds
You've had a bunch of those guys, man, you know? And it's so funny. All these names, it just is so funny.
To be fair, you know, you're in the Dougie bubble, and I would say, on average, he may be affected by these types of issues more than others. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really feel like, would you think of me as synonymous with like having arguments with other comedians?
No. More drama with him, you mean?
Or like ever being in like a Facebook battle with somebody? Like, that's not really my style. I like to walk in silence.
I get you. But here's the thing. Here's the difference. Number one, I am pretty vocal. If somebody asks me my opinion, I'm going to tell them.
You're vocal.
Number two. You're a dick.
He likes to call bitches out.
Number two, I'm not, you know, I was like that. Like, for example, when in middle school and high school, when I had the reputation of being a fighter as a karate kid, you know how many people wanted to step up and like try to prove, you know what I mean? Like, they would try to like purposely like cause a fight. You know what I mean? They were like, and I had to like try to figure out ways to do it otherwise and not do it so I wouldn't get in trouble.
Comedy was your way out.
Yeah, I'd make people, I'd have fun. I'd make a joke lighten the situation up. So that's the thing. But when there's fucking ignorance, hypocrisy, and complete fucking stupidity, I'm not going to sit there and go, well, you know, and save face. And that's it. I'll accept that. That's what I'm saying. If somebody doesn't like me, God bless, I don't give a fuck.
You know what he did? He used to throw stars with jokes on them.
Christy Landsberger says, the negative people will fade to the back, or black, I'm sorry, in your life, once you make the decision to leave them in your wake.
Oh, now it's a black thing.
Black.
I think he's just stuttering.
The old expression, two people, and there's certain people in life that are in the front of the boat, look where they're going, and other people in the back wonder where they just came from and keep questioning. Thanks for the philosophy, Christy. And, but in all honesty, like, and this is something, you were here when the shit was happening, when one of these things, and somebody...
Oh, my God. My grind here is actually quite a history.
All right. Well, my comedy mentor says, you're above all this. Why are you even paying attention to this shit?
I think I used to tell you that, but I wasn't the mentor.
But another person who solidified it, and I definitely think that since that happened, I don't bother. Like, I don't give a fuck. But this particular case is, you know, again, I just came out and said that when somebody talks shit about you... You know what I mean? And then, you know, if I don't like, that's what I'm saying. If there's something I don't like about him, hey, you know, if some of you do something and I'm wondering why you did it, I'm going to come up and say, hey, man, what the fuck? You know, was everything cool? You know, I'm not going to sit there and go, hey, what's up, Minda? And then go over here like, you know, that fucking bitch, you know, you know what I mean? Because that to me is just, that's just fucking toxic. It's toxicity.
It's high school.
You know what I mean? So at any rate, where we were going.
She's a different person too, by the way. Look how confident she is now.
Well,
last time I saw
feel
you,
like with the camera, I got to sit up straight. Really blowing my usually sloppy and very lazy
vibe.
I'm
just talking about your whole persona.
You
got to
keep the chest out.
This
well,
thing.
I got a lot going on now. I'm on the up.
You didn't have a boyfriend last time. And from what I understand, you're dating a very, very brilliant comic.
Oh, yes. Yeah brilliant.
And it's been a couple of years already, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's over a couple of years.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And because that's why I know that we haven't been on the same show in that much time because she was not with London Lee last time.
Well, no, it was at the very beginning, if I recall.
Was it?
Yes,
when
it was
a secret.
We were just casually
dating,
I believe, and I was not discussing it because
you don't want to jinx it.
Previous to that, had a policy of never dating a comedian,
yeah.
And I had never. I'd always turned down comics. It was just I didn't want to kind
met
of
Big Dick Dan.
Well, then he's just I had five pillars that I made up before I made him.
You made it. Wow, look at you. This fucking Frankenstein.
Well, you know, hey, visualization is real. You know, yeah. If you keep putting out what you want enough,
you got to put it out in the universe, and it comes back to you,
and that's the thing. So I had five things I was looking for, and out of thin air one day, when you least expect it, like they always say, there's something that appears that actually exceeds the five pillars.
Wow.
Like, you know, I couldn't even make six pillars? Well...
Six and a half.
Wow, excuse me. He's got the extra.
He gets a little extra there.
It's girthy.
I mean, 6'7".
All right.
He's a tall guy, yeah.
Yeah, well, he better. If he's as tall as he is and it's only 7 inches, that's not impressive. Listen, Peter, you know, Peter's
God,
got six and a half, and he's like 5'2".
Hurt you. I don't really know. I've never measured anything. Though.
No?
I just kind of go with, like, hey.
Do you go based on hand, like?
No, not even that. I kind of feel like there probably is some truth to the whole appendage thing. Like, you know,
hands,
and he wears a size 16 shoe. Wow. Do I need to say anything after that?
You know
that?
The difference between ooh,
by the way, you know what?
Ah,
you know what?
5 inches.
Peter also wears 16 and a half.
Yeah.
He wears 15 pair of socks.
No, I wear actually two eights bolted together.
You ever see that commercial where that brother gets some fucking size 23s?
Yeah, that's
And a guy walks out of the place. See, I wear them out. Cool stuff. All right. So, listen, welcome back. And I remember one of the things I remember about you is that when you were single and you would get like cozy with a man, like make out sessions, you would like one of the things you told me that's pretty interesting is as a woman, you would like nuzzle up to the
oh, you got to pre-qualify.
Yeah, you give that little knee feel and you find out how big the guy is.
Well, you just get a little pat. You don't want him to like whip it out,
right?
Or anything. You don't want to do anything crazy to happen. A little brush up, you know, just feel what's happening
down there. A woman's mind's like the original 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it just sat there and gathered up the data, and all of a sudden, in Minda's mind, she had an idea what the guy's penis was without even looking at it.
Yeah, you don't need to. As long as you can get a rough size, you know.
You could also play stupid and grab it and go, "Can I make a call?" And they go, "Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. I thought that was your phone." Yeah. You know, that would be really simple.
I got to borrow that. I got to take some leaves out of the pool.
Yeah.
All right.
Is
so,
that a beeper or a cell phone?
Yeah. At any rate, so that all happened. You know, you have a comedy room. You run the it's the basement.
That's what it is. We're Comedy Basement. We're in Deerfield Beach, and we're a part of a venue at American Rock Bar and Grill.
I love that place, man.
Yeah, what's great about it, and a lot of people don't know, is it's not just a restaurant and a grill, but they have a private back room area with a stage. They do a lot of different events there.
Yeah, and Lisa O'Daniel does the Wednesday karaoke.
There you go. That's very popular there. So it's a super nice venue, and we're coming up. Well, go ahead.
And the parking is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
there's an amazing free parking situation. It's not too far off of 95, but we're coming up on 3 years. 3 year anniversary show.
I have to come.
Is the end of this month, the last Saturday in April.
It's just now. Here's the thing. We mentioned this yesterday during the show. It's established venue now.
Mm-hmm.
You've been through a lot of shit, and you have established it.
So it's once a month.
Absolutely. Okay. It's well, sometimes we do one-off specialty shows and they may or may not fall on a weekend, but
by the way,
we always do a monthly Saturday show the last Saturday of every month.
I asked you about a couple people that are going to be in town. I got somebody coming in May. It's too soon, but you speak about things that just happened. You know, I was sitting there.
What happened?
You know, I'm trying to, the wedding anniversary is coming up.
Yours?
Mine and my wife's.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, what are we going to do? You know? And out of nowhere, a friend of mine calls me. He used to own a comedy club and now has a bed and breakfast in Belize.
Nice.
He has a restaurant, all kinds of shit to do there. And he says, hey, I do a show once a week. Do one show and you can stay here for a week.
Nice.
All inclusive. All your food, everything's covered. I'm like, all I got to do is fly there, which happened to be a ticket on Southwest Airlines. So as I'm watching the news today, you know, the big story, Southwest Airlines, a woman almost gets sucked out of the plane after a component of the engine flies through the window.
The engine blew up completely.
Right.
It does sound unfortunate, but you know how I feel about Southwest.
I love Southwest.
Me and Southwest, I'm the original.
Southwest is my favorite airline now. You got me into Southwest. You were my emo.
I lead the people there. Boy, everyone likes that group check-in. Just whatever seat you want. I mean, she just picked the wrong seat. I don't really think it's Southwest's fault.
What's up, Carl Walters, by the way? And this is Minda, everybody. Christy, she's asking who the girl is. And I said, that's Peter. Oh, that one. All right.
If you go deep into the archives, yeah, you could see where I once existed.
2015, 14, go back in there.
It was a couple-year period.
Just go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com and pull up Minda Moe, and you'll pull up all the episodes.
We had some great, great episodes.
One of the top episodes we had was Jim Florentine and Bob Levy here in the studio.
Yeah.
Right. You know, unless you have
Harry
a life
from Florida,
yeah, where exactly where I almost died laughing. I couldn't suffocate because Bob called Gary from Florida a bloated Dean Martin.
Oh man, that was an amazing episode. Yeah. And if people don't know, there was a race that took place. We're not going to say
the
outcome was. You got to go find out.
If you're new
out
to the show, go to our Wake Up Late with Dougie Show YouTube page, mm-hmm. and there were some challenges. Peter challenged me to a throwing contest. We had a little thing going, like, who could do it better? And I played baseball and in high school. And anyway, I outthrew him. And then Minda decides that she's faster than me. She said she could beat me in a race.
Well, so that's what we tested it out. Yeah. And I'm going to say was thinner and I was higher. But we did race and you got to see.
What do you mean I was thinner?
You were thinner. You were in shape thing. That's why you were racing. You're working out.
What are
you
talking about?
A personal trainer. Don't even remember what
was
happening.
He was eating a Wendy's fucking burger while he was running. Are you kidding me?
I had a cannoli in my pocket.
Oh, my God. He trained for that run for 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was training.
Yeah, running
to
Arby's.
He was practicing
cheddar and fucking roast beef.
I got the legs a little. I didn't want the legs to be cramped.
People can see.
They go. We have it all there. Go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show YouTube page.
Oh my god!
And see the race. See the throwing contest.
Yeah, it's all there.
I don't know if there's anything else on there. It's been fun.
Elgin with the dog with the ball.
Oh yeah, Elgin trying to get the dog because my dog will play throw it once and I'll hold it for 10 minutes.
Right.
He doesn't play catch.
He looked like
fetch.
Rocky trying to get the chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
In the first Rocky, right?
I feel like a Kentucky Fried idiot. Anyway, so go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I got to try to build that
shit
up.
If you have no life whatsoever, go do that.
Okay.
What do you mean, no life? Those are some great episodes.
I know, that's true. Please, it's much better to watch. Listen,
what's up, Peter Kramer?
You should be watching Petticoat Junction or listening to this.
Well, I mean, and look at the new show, though, has this component of just talking to people all over the world. Wow, have you really come up technologically?
You know, and here's the thing, by the way, everybody watching. By the way, everybody watching, we're going to do, we want to change it from my fan page, from my page on Facebook, to put it on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page.
Yeah.
So this is where the show should be broadcast from. So I need to get everybody over there.
Yes.
If you haven't become one, become a fan of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show on Facebook.
Go.
And also you could be a patron, donate $1 a month.
Oh,
we got people donating for gas money for the co-host now and go to
Look at that. Well, that didn't exist. Thanks a lot, everyone. Well, where the hell were you when I was commuting
from
Del Rey?
But you never got any money.
I got paid once and he charged me for the water.
I mean, I did get a couple nice Christmas parties. Nice Christmas parties.
Sure we did.
So
yeah, we have
the one with the Costco pizza. Were you here for that one?
Oh, but how about the one from Tavolino's? How about the one I had at Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza?
Those are the nights I couldn't make it.
Yeah, well, too bad then. Well. Your choice. All right. Before we get too much further into that nonsense. So, I'm about to get on this plane. Now, you know, could you imagine?
No.
Here's the thing that amazes me about this. The engine blows.
Oh, yeah.
Blows. Like, kaboom. Debris everywhere. The fucking people, the masks fly down. And if you haven't already, you got to watch the video of this happening. Because I believe in familiarity, like you mentioned when we first got here, like in visualization, like the best way to deal with tragic situations or things that, you know, like somebody coming in with a gun or like even in sports, you visualize things.
You run.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, cowards do, Peter, but those of us who stand up to the fucking fight. But the best thing so I suggest if you haven't seen the video, if it makes you just watch it. Watch these people as the airbag, the things come down and people are breathing and stuff. And there's chaos and there's wind blowing and stuff. Because God forbid if it ever happens to you, guess what? You're going to handle it better than the person pissing themselves next to you.
Oh, okay. So that's where we were going.
By the way.
Well, I was wondering why he wanted to terrify people. I didn't understand.
I didn't
we were rapping with a lesson where the lesson is prepare yourself mentally by watching this horrible video.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
You know
what I mean? It kind of be a Boy Scout. You're not being mean by watching other people's misery.
No,
you're being prepared.
You're learning from it.
You want to learn from something horrifying, and you fucking watch my wedding videos, man. I'll tell you that right there. You want to get scared out of your fucking mind.
All right. Peter said he's not a comedian. He doesn't consider himself a comedian.
Oh, conversational. But
there were seven
he's
other
writing
people.
His conversational jokes at home.
Yeah.
There were seven people. Like, that was funny. There were seven people. But you like the Guam dry, so you're holding your laughter.
Oh, that was
from a
hilarious.
Now, let's get
to
the
You're allowed to laugh
out
loud.
Let's get to the story.
I did.
This is not about Peter. This is about the show. So, all right. So the woman that almost flew out of the plane, the window broke open, and she got kind of got sucked into that fucking thing. And the person sitting next to her, her arm and her torso got pulled out, and somebody held on to her.
Yeah.
And then they pulled her back in.
A whole bunch of them, yeah.
Right. They brought this. Could you imagine? You're on your way. I don't know where the hell they're going. Like, hey, I can't wait to get to. What the fuck?
To the hospital.
You know, yeah. You know,
I hope.
So you're saying the woman's head was severed during this process?
Not severed. She had a huge chunk of her, of shrapnel from
sticking
the
out of
engine
her head.
That, you know, Kennedy.
It must have hit her window because she's the one who
flew out
of it.
Came through the window.
Right.
It came through the window, hit her in the head, and then sucked her out like, what's his name in the James Bond movie?
All right, hold up. I got a question.
Yeah.
Hold on. Question what? About the story.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Who was taping this inside the plane?
Well,
like,
there's no video of this. There's no video of that aspect
of
it.
Oh, like with the big
boom. I saw a video while they're
the
flying
aftermath.
To land, like the emergency landing.
Right.
I thought someone caught this thing in action. And I'm like, who's just randomly taping inside
the
plane?
These are
the
people on
like,
the plane.
Like,
so guy
oh,
was
it's
watching
my Snapchat.
It.
Yeah.
Guy who had a crush on her from the next aisle. Wow, she's hot. Look at her.
I guarantee you before the end of the flight, I'm going to be in a Mile High Club with her. Wait a minute. She almost became Mile High.
Very
you know,
sad, man.
Could you imagine? Like, I'm watching the video, and I go, watch it, because little things, like you see exactly where the air things come out of the top.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, you could be in a panic situation, God forbid, something happens, like, where's my fucking mask? And then, you know, just, this is that little thing, you're just by watching this thing, because how many people have been able to see a video of something like that? You know what I mean?
Not many.
You know, eyewitness accounts.
Who lived.
At best.
Right.
You know, so it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good to do that. Anyway.
Would you kiss your wife goodbye?
What's that?
In a situation like that? Would you like hug and kiss?
No, I'd fuck the lady next to her, Peter.
When would he have time to do that?
What do you mean? Like, in other words,
like
if I'm on a plane with my...
Before he gets hit with the shrapnel?
No, as the plane is plunging because there's a fucking... an open window that people are trying to jam suitcases
to
block
the... Okay, so you're saying planes going down...
Oh, the pressure. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think you absolutely have to, even if you don't want to. Because can you imagine... No, you got to do the whole thing because...
Ask her for the $50
she
borrowed.
Pull my pants down, honey. Come on.
Ask her for the $50 she bought magazines with it.
All I'm going to say, gentlemen, is if you don't go through the whole spiel when that plane's going down and that thing levels out, she's going
to
be like,
we thought we were
going to die and you didn't even care.
You
like
never loved me.
You couldn't even say I love me then when the plane was plummeting.
Yeah. You grab the guy's hand next to you. Hey, you know, so I mean, listen, of course, if the plane's going down. And I'm with my wife on a plane somewhere. Yeah. Of course, I'm just going to hold her. What am I going to do?
Right. Well,
and cry like a little baby.
You know what I mean? You know?
Oh, he's going to bitch out so quick. I mean, we all would.
Fuck. You know,
it's an
especially
old joke.
If it's like a straight.
Don't tell an old joke, Peter.
Sorry.
Heard enough of
you
today.
Go ahead.
Come on, this is a new show. There's a camera now.
By the
way, pointing at the TV instead of the actual camera.
By the way, Christy says maybe we'll wear a parachute. Maybe maybe along with your carry on, you'll be able to bring a fucking. You know, a bailout provision.
Yeah, but make sure that it's clear. It's a clear parachute. They're only selling clear parachutes now.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I always bring my parachute when I fly Spirit.
We should.
Yeah. Well, you call it Spirit.
Who's flying Spirit, you got to bring your own parachute.
The thing was, what was that airline Sunday on 60 Allegiant. Minutes? Right. So they had this big thing, and then 2 days later, here's this fucking catastrophe.
Right. Southwest, which has newer planes and all this stuff.
And
it's
awesome. It's just, hey, unfortunate incident. Just keep flying.
The tire falling off your car. Just happens.
Hey, it happened. You know how many flights they have per day that go perfect?
You bring up an interesting question, though. I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's been another biblical prediction of the rapture, which is supposed to happen on April 23rd this month.
I'm Jewish.
Oh, yeah, this month?
Yeah,
I didn't know it was coming that quickly, but I noticed it, too, when Russia and China aligned the other week.
Yeah, like a lot of people.
With Syria, right?
Yeah.
It's the three of them are getting together. They haven't finished that temple yet, right?
No.
Okay, well, so we're good for now.
They
got to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. He knows about this. Mm-hmm. He's Jewish.
He's Jewish. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Revelations and Ezekiel and
all
that shit.
Well, all the things that have to happen before the world comes to
the Antichrist has to walk. And some people think it's that guy Nog from Parkland.
Developments in Boca, Ezekiel?
Yeah, exactly. No, but they say the rapture's come, and that, you know, and so here's the thing. You know, it's interesting when you see, you know, you think this, and there's doomsday preppers, there's all kinds of things. But if, in fact, we knew, they even have a commercial, the VW Touareg, their SUV, they have a commercial where a meteorite is coming to hit the earth.
I hate that
and
commercial.
These people are packing all their shit and they're like, oh, should we bring the beach chair?
And he rips the screen TV off the TV.
Yeah.
Stupid commercial.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking, but it's like, you know, it's like, what the fuck?
Just get in the car.
So everybody...
It's funny that he knew it. I thought you were going to say, like, everyone was doing the cliche, holding their phones, taking a picture of the meteor while it hits the earth.
Ooh, yeah, like the dodo
That's
birds.
That's a pretty hacky.
Like, remember Ice Age and the cartoon Ice Age?
No, I didn't.
The dodo, when the fucking meteor's coming, the dodo birds are just looking, oh, this is cool.
This is amazing.
This
Look,
is great.
Fireworks.
Look how this is the best times ever.
How pretty.
And, yeah. And, I don't know. If we knew there was going to be, we were announced, hey, listen, we got 2 weeks left before the shit hits the fan. Mm. What do you do? What are the things
I can't even think about it, man.
No?
I can't even talk about it. I'm so afraid of death. No, I just, I'm going to run to my car.
He's been afraid of death since I knew him, and he's still alive.
I'm going to get a Xanax in five seconds. Yeah. I'm going to run to my fucking car.
Yeah?
I'm serious. I'm just, it's a horrible thing. There's nothing
listen,
after
if you
it.
Die,
no
you
end of it.
Listen, you can... I don't, whether you believe in religious things, I believe are who we are. Everything, all this energy we've been had all our life.
Well, I'm a piece of shit. Then,
well, all this energy, we've had all our life is eventually going to take on its own form. Uh-huh. You know, you could be in a, you know, like a. You ever like have a bad dream and all day you're pissed off, even though it's nothing bad happened.
I'll
you just
definitely
had a bad
wake
dream.
Up mad, but yeah. Usually it dissipates. Yeah, I can't let it affect my whole day.
All right, well, all right.
Be a little irritated when
I'm okay, Martha Stewart,
that
fine, good for you.
You just have a cup of coffee, you smoke a little weed, and then you get over it. You
know
it's a dream.
But I'm talking about
like
a dream. I'm not talking about
it.
Death.
No,
I'm
you look it up on
died.
Dream moods, and you find out what it means. Yeah. That's what I do. And usually if you think about it enough, you can figure out what your own dream means once you get some guidance on
symbolism. I usually come to the assumption that I'm just horny.
I don't
so,
want to.
So, all right. So, if you had a week or two left, what are some of the things you'd do?
Oh God. And I know for sure, like,
everybody
things
does.
Are
it's
happening.
Been, it's
and
it's
like,
been not just you personally.
Well, that's
like,
tough
you know
because
what I mean?
When everyone knows, like, if I want to go to a theme park, everyone's going to be at the theme park. You know, you're trying to get that one last roller coaster.
Do you
coaster
think
in.
Theme parks would even be open if the world was going to be announced at the end of 2 weeks?
Who would
no,
show up
who's
for work?
Who's going to work? But no, but maybe things just, yeah. You get to, you work I mean, the rides yourself.
So, do you think there'd be mass chaos? Like, people
I don't know,
just
I,
like,
I would have sex.
It would be like the
sex would be on the sex.
Sex right?
would be something
it would be like
do.
The painting Scream, where everybody would
yeah.
be.
I mean,
down,
I would try to get some good food before like the food
would
ran
be.
Out. You'd want a nice meal.
Yeah, I would definitely start eating
lobsters.
My ass off.
You know, just
right. Stone Crab. So,
I mean, at that point,
I need a. Imagine how hard it is to get a fucking reservation at Joe Stone Crab.
Yeah, but you have AR-15s.
People will
fuck
just
yeah,
be
I'm
looting.
Break my way in.
Yeah, right. No one's gonna
pardon
be buying things.
I'll get right by the rich guy. He'll be like, "Here's $200 bill. I come in with my AR-15. I trump your fucking $200 bill, bitch.
Right.
Cook me some fucking crab claws."
I don't know, you know, because I imagine it's not like you go on a buying spree because right. you don't have to pay your credit cards anymore. Everyone's just going to be looting
nope.
and taking
no one's gonna,
things. No,
no
one's going to care. No, just,
liquor stores will be very popular.
I mean, could you imagine the dummy showing up to work the next day after the world's ending and it's all done in 2 weeks?
I had to
everybody
check my
gather
emails.
With your family. You know, some guy shows up and brings a fucking library book back. You know what? Right. Listen,
well, you want to get all the loose ends tied up before everything ends.
I guarantee
you check that off the list.
That'd be another thing. Like, okay, if I, there is an ad thereafter, I want to make sure I clear the slate with some people. You know what I mean?
With that AR-15.
Yeah. I didn't tell you how I was going to clear the slate.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know
it's
what
not
I mean?
That 20 I owe you, douchebag. It's this fucking...
You here to
he'll
pay,
be
say
naming.
Hello to my little friend.
You here to pay me back the money you owe me? not what I was thinking.
He'll be tagging and naming all kinds of people publicly on Facebook, you know, as the ship goes down. The crazier part would be is if we all went through these practices for 2 weeks
right.
of looting and rioting right. and like the day before, everyone's like, wait.
You made a mistake.
We're good. We're good. It's
it
not
missed,
happening.
It
turned
us.
Left. Yeah. Turned left at Singapore and
Bruce Willis saved us. It's over.
2 weeks of just havoc and what?
Thank God. I just thank you because my panic attack.
By the way, Craig Henney had the perfect idea. Just go to the beach and wait for it to happen.
I left for 2 weeks.
All right, don't take it all in.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 fucking weeks. Whatever rains, you idiot.
You get there and you're like, maybe I should have brought a pillow. You know, or a fucking cooler.
Or a sandwich.
Yeah, at least a couple.
Matzo ball.
It's just funny. Again, visualization, things preparative, you know, it's always interesting to ask yourself questions and then how you would actually react to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it's all stemmed by that commercial and this nonsense that we're going through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Delineate overcrowding.
What a terrible story today, by the
delineate
way.
Delineate overcrowding.
Maybe it's not delineate. I can't really see it from here.
What happened?
It just turn the monitor a little bit towards you.
Yeah, that'd help.
There we go.
Maybe getting glasses as well.
Well, I didn't want to say.
Definite overcrowding. Yeah, we have too many people on this earth. Let's face it. We need to thin the herd. That's why, you know, no more jails. Once you fuck up, that's it. You go in a room, you're chopped up, you're fucking manure, and that's it. We don't have to, you know. That you know how good people would become if the minute you fucked up, you just
think so?
That was it. Fuck yeah. You know, people start, all right, maybe
one
I'll,
and done?
That one and done, man.
Okay.
There's certain crimes that are one and done. You murder somebody, there's a witness, there's not the slightest bit of fucking doubt.
Nicholas
done.
Cruz.
Done.
Cruz, man. Nick Cruz.
Done. Just put the guy in an organ grinder, get him over with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Let's get rid of these people. And that's it.
Organ
you know?
Grinder.
Yeah, is that organ grinder?
You said organ grinder. With a little monkey.
Oh, man, when he started going
the corner
with
the monkey
the
organ
cleanse,
grinder.
I thought you were going to go like pro-Syria or something.
No.
I thought this took a turn.
Listen,
I didn't
political.
See we
Please.
Were going to go law enforcement.
Don't get political.
That's just me and Casey Peruski, by the way.
What?
He
don't
says
get political.
That
he has a lot. He's a big supporters in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of people in Turkey and in
Syria.
Syria.
They love him.
They're listening to us.
I don't think they're getting a signal anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think so either. That's probably true, you know. Well, that's what...
we were dominating worldwide until we lost our fan base in Syria last week.
Well,
and, you know, now we've dropped to 20th.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Damn, I used to do my homework for Straight for the Headlines and, like, look at the headlines of the day, and I've been busy today. And
you used to come here with your little tablet.
I would know what the good ones were. Little Drudge Report action.
Britney Spears and shit. She always knew about Britney Spears. Right, Dougie?
No, I didn't. What the?
All right, let's see. What co-hosts have lasted longest in the show? Peter Leonard, number one. As right, the most legacy time in here. As
the
a
least to do.
Yeah. His calendar's not that full. And then who else? Well,
maybe
Lenny,
Elgin?
Lenny probably not. Elgin's up there now.
Because Elgin kind of started as I was stopped.
Elgin's,
so
yeah, I think it's probably you
and Elgin.
Because
I think I had about 2.5 years in, I believe.
Lenny
Coop used to do this way back
in
the
day.
Yeah,
but she didn't, you
no,
know.
Not for, I was here for a while.
Yeah,
like, I really.
I'm thinking. You might be number two or three in that list. Even trade, Car for Candy, the company of the that makes Nico wafers.
Oh,
you familiar with these things?
Yeah, those are delicious.
Are they? What am I missing?
They're horrible.
Are the little vanilla wafers?
Oh, the little,
is that what we're talking about?
I don't know. I'm,
okay, hold on. I'm going to pull it up.
Nico wafers. N-E-double-C-O. Maybe closing on one 23-year-old candy fan offered her car for the company's stock of candy.
Okay, well, what kind of car was it?
This, yeah. You got to understand. I don't
89
know.
89 Mercury Sable or like,
a
you know,
Ford
two, 2018 Lexus? Like, what kind of car?
Isn't this the candy that was like invented like in Civil War times, right?
Something like that. Noel King. Good morning. I'm Noel King. This is the letter she wrote to the company. The company that makes I'm Noel King. The company that makes Nico wafers, those chalky fruit flavored discs.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, this sounds disgusting. I'm taking back. I thought we were talking about this.
These are
vanilla,
horrible
vanilla
these,
wafers.
These are, no,
these are these ones
the
that are like powdered and shit.
Yes.
That come in styrofoam that you're supposed to eat.
And they're like sauce. They're like a little powder.
They also make dots.
I'm Googling. Oh, we're gonna get this
right.
Clear.
In a moment, maybe closing, and some Nico lovers are losing it. In a moment of desperation, 23-year-old Katie Samuels made an offer to the candy wholesaler for her 2003 Honda Accord. For the entire stock of the what's left in the
it
candy
had 186,
all right, I was
going to
say, what's the mileage? Because, you know, 100, that's a nice car right there in Accord. I'm all about that.
2003? 18 years old.
I want all that candy.
Did you see the candy?
The wholesaler said no. She did get her Nico In the end, she charged it to her credit card. In the, it's the morning edition. So,
oh man, it's like when Elaine stocked up on the sponges on Seinfeld. Like she just couldn't live without them. I don't see if I put my phone up, no one is going to be able to see what these look like.
Right, that's all right.
All right, y'all got to look those up on your own. Everyone has Wi-Fi.
Yeah, check it out.
Make this happen.
The same company made dots.
Dots.
You know, the on the paper candy,
right?
Those little dots.
The one that Lenny tells a joke. Like, yes, he's delicious, and now I'm going to shit a book.
And he goes, "It's like candy for the blind."
Yeah. Candy, everybody, candy.
Right.
Yeah, see? Look, even the logo and
oh,
the
those
branding.
Are fucking horrible. Yeah, who would like these? They're like, they're chalky.
They were made in
the
Revolutionary War.
Ugh.
And the thing, the big deal about
they should have stayed there.
Some people love it, but I heard people talking about it.
There's one more casualty that the war needed was this candy.
I heard the reenactors are going crazy over getting what's left, you know, because so they can make it like real life.
Ugh, those are horrible.
They're like the poor man's sweet tart, is what it is.
Oh God,
they're horrible. They're you know, wacky wafers, baby.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? I may trade in my golf clubs for some wacky wafer inventory.
Sure.
I felt good about Bazooka Gum at one time. Would you try it? Bizarre app plays songs based on the rhythm of your movements during sex. Well, that would be a short song.
Yeah, I would try that. I would definitely try that. That is right wholesome. That's like my perfect niche of like something different but still wholesome.
Right. So
right?
Like
it's not like super weirdo or
so there's music that plays based
interesting
on your emotions.
I would love to emotions or motions.
Motions. How is something going to record your emotions?
I thought that's what you said, but then I thought you said emotions the second time around. So yeah, I would totally be into that. Who wouldn't? That just sounds like good old clean fun.
It would be like Stomp.
Yeah,
you know, just put Stomp
that sounds
on. You
terrible.
Know, just put fucking Stomp
is
on.
Is that what you're doing?
No, or it's Riverdance or some shit.
Oh God!
What do you think? They hear violins and electric guitars. It's
really
you
know, something
rhythm.
With like a melody, though. Everything
melody.
You're doing is like,
yeah, this,
like
this,
it sounds like
no,
horn.
Well,
he just keeps playing the
he's
song.
He's having
beat
sex
it.
With
beat it. Yeah. Why won't somebody have sleep with me? The new app called Bed Beats has been released that syncs song based on the rhythm of your movements during sex.
Oh, yeah. Bed Beats.
Yeah.
That's an all right name, too. Mm-hmm. I'm down with that.
The app has a range of categories for users to choose from, including dance, trance, funk, chill roots, or smooth jazz, or jizz, one of the two. Once you've downloaded the app, you place your phone somewhere on the mattress.
In her asshole.
That really leaves it open for interpretation, doesn't it? Just somewhere in the area. That's a nice little cleavage hold right there.
No,
like
on the mattress, not in your like your partner's orifice.
Put the phone in a baggie. Yeah. By the way, put your phone will fit in a Ziploc first.
Yeah.
Just for splashing purposes. You don't want to soak your phone.
The act detects the movement on the mattress while you're having sex and chooses songs from your chosen category. That fit your lovemaking.
Oh, my ex-wife would probably be Taps. My fucking Jewish
all of a sudden,
wife.
ACDC's Thunder comes on there. Thunder. Thunder.
Jewish women don't move, so it'd be Taps. Get it?
Joe Gonzalez says his would be Beethoven's Fifth. Peter Fogel, wow, the Expendables of radio.
Thanks for the kind
Listen,
comment, Peter.
Peter's
Fogel.
Not funny on Facebook or on stage. Todd DeFazio joined. Larry Rodkin, of course. Happy Tuesday,
but
my
here's
friend.
The funny thing. He's glued to this shit
every
fucking Thursday or Tuesday, whatever it is. He's got to watch, you know.
I think the thing about that app that would make it funny is if it would definitely add entertainment, right, to it, right?
Can I just say something?
I just
want to
see what song is picked. It's like getting your fortune told or
then
something.
Then get the app. Get Bed Beats.
I will. I'll report back. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
All of a sudden you hear Jay Giles' band, Love Stinks.
Yeah.
I think we should all do that. Download the app. Well, I mean, does it work for masturbation? I got to know for Peter. But see what it plays,
Listen,
you know?
I used
you like that, right?
I was a chronic
Come
masturbator.
Come on, that's funny.
But I
you
beat
can
it.
Laugh, Peter. It's okay to laugh.
I did. Don't hold back.
Yeah,
I did.
I'm funny.
It's
funny. I was a masturbator. I beat it.
Yeah. Oh, man. What are you doing? A callback on his earlier joke?
That's
no,
good.
What do you mean?
he just did that.
All right. I don't know. Here's a story. Okay. Surgeons remove lighter from a man's stomach after 20 years. April 16th, ew. Doctors at a Chinese hospital.
Took them 20 years to get it out of his stomach. That's slow
surgery.
I stayed
there for 20 years.
Slow surgery.
Said it took two surgeries to remove a lighter from the stomach of a man who swallowed it 20 years ago.
It was still lit,
every time somebody said, hey, you got a light?
I'm out of fluid. It actually ran for like 6 years.
I feel a burning sensation in my stomach. A video recorded at the hospital of Chengdu City, Sichuan Province, using a camera inserted into the man's body to locate the plastic and metal lighter in his stomach. I mean,
first of all, why would you even attempt to swallow a lighter?
It's got
to
be a gag. You know, hey, I bet you, you know.
If they did that surgery in America, it'd only take one.
I watched
it. It only took two times because they was in China, right?
Well, first of all, they don't use anesthesia, so the acupuncture. They had a few
extra screaming while they were pulling that lighter out of there.
Acupuncture. Oh, you don't know the needle in the wrong place? Let me try again. He's got 9,600 needles.
I got the lighter. That's my dick, you idiot.
You swallowed a dick?
I watched a chick on Facebook. Somebody put this video on Facebook the other day of a chick swallowing a stick of butter.
Oh my!
Ew.
Yeah, I mean
was the paper off it or no?
She took the paper off it, and you know, and
was it soft or hard?
Does it matter
if it's square and it's yes?
No, it's probably soft.
If it's rigid, it gets
probably
stuck.
Like just swallowed it. It's grease. It's
yeah. She's gonna have one hell of a she's gonna have a shit storm.
Oh my god, that is not worth it.
It wasn't the first time. Trust me.
Yeah,
and that wasn't the worst thing.
She's dating this guy Butterbean.
Just think, someone's doing that out there for free.
Did you
just to make a video? You used to have to bet people to do something like that and give them money.
Did you try that? The thing with the condom challenge, snorting.
Snorting.
Did you see that at all?
No.
Yeah, thanks,
Peter. I'm an adult.
Now, any other questions you want to ask, Peter?
Why would I do that? I think like 14-year-olds are doing that.
Why don't you ask her something intriguing if she's ever played paddleball?
About Tide Pods.
Here's a story.
Yeah,
Texas
snorting condoms left and right.
Texas driver busted with cardboard license plate.
Because that looks the same.
Lost tag. I've seen those.
Hey, I used a crayon. April 16th, authorities in Texas shared a photo of a car pulled over with a license that convincing cardboard doppelganger in the place of a front license plate.
What, did he print it out on his 3D printer?
Constable Wayne Thompson of Fort Bend County Constable's Office posted a photo of a small car with a piece of cardboard in the place of a front license plate. Now, I've seen people would put something like lost tag number.
Right.
But this is just a piece of fucking cardboard.
Yeah.
The cardboard plate had license plate numbers and letters printed on it with black marker. Well, quote, I gave them an A for effort, but an F for being legal, Thompson wrote. So, yeah, you can't do that.
So what do you charge someone with? Just like...
First of all, what was on the back?
Operating a vehicle,
registration done.
Running a what? It was an illegal vehicle.
So you pay the fine, you get the thing, and you call it a day.
The guy can't get his fucking tag. You think he's gonna be able to pay a fine?
Here's the funny thing.
I'm trying to be optimistic.
That was the front tag. What was on the back of his car? That's what I want to know.
On the back was
Florida. You only need one plate.
That's what I was gonna say. Should have been down here.
He could have got away with
one plate.
Unless he was pulled over because he had no plate at all in the back. See, if the idiot put the cardboard in the back, he would have been...
I don't want to look suspicious.
Right.
I'll just put it on the front.
Right, I'll just leave the one off in the back. This way, they'll never know.
Yeah, why not?
Why not being pulled over?
Florida court says former neighbors must share custody of a dog.
Mm-hmm. See?
Right? Like, I guess this is a neighbor. You know, again,
did they buy the dog together?
Yeah, but they cut it in half. That was the fucked up thing.
You know, I got to tell you, I hate when people post these things about animal cruelty. Mm-hmm. Like, a couple weeks ago, they showed some guy punching a dog that's sitting in the seat of the car in front of him and shit. I was pissed me off every time I see it. They're trying to catch the kid. And now they show me, there was this guy put a video on there of these people that go to a neighborhood and leave dogs and then drive off.
Yes.
Which happens a lot. Instead of taking them to the local HSPCA, whatever it is, you know, they drop them off, right? They drop. I knew somebody in our family that did this one time, and I was so fucking mad at this person. Like the next 3 weeks, I saw the person. I felt like going up, like kept wanting to go up to the person. What the fuck is wrong? You know, like how can you leave a dog in some neighborhood? You know, I mean, the first two dogs I owned as a child was because we found a dog in our neighborhood.
Listen,
so we
to
took
this.
Them in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was one of those dogs.
I had a fucking neighbor in Parkland, man. I knew the dog. I knew this guy was five houses down. I knew this guy's dog. I go to bring my dog and my cat to the vet on Southwest 18th Street, 441. There's a dog in there, and it's this guy's dog. And I said to this woman, I said, and the dog is, I said, this is the nicest dog. She said, yeah, we found him tied up to the front of the vet's office yesterday morning. 6 a.m. he was tied up to the...
Well, at least the guy brought it to the vet.
And
right?
I said, you don't know whose dog this is? She said, we know. I said, I do. His name is Neil, and he lives on...
So you're a fucking snitch.
And I went to... Fuck yeah, because how dare you...
He took him to the lease. He didn't leave him in some neighborhood, at least.
Listen to me.
He took him to fucking...
This guy could well afford...
Don't judge the fucking person for their decision. At least the person took the dog to the fucking the place. How could you be such a... I'll tell you why,
because it's the same guy that...
All right, well, you have a personal vendetta.
He ran over somebody's snake in the neighborhood.
A snake?
Up and down, somebody's pet snake.
Oh.
And in front of a bunch of little kids.
Yeah.
And
he took the dog. Pent up.
He took the dog. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's like leaving a baby at a hospital.
Right. Do you want to leave it in the dumpster or do you want to leave it at the hospital?
No, the fire department.
The fire department.
Anyone takes a baby.
The fire's going to love the
baby. You could just get rid of a baby anywhere. Sawgrass Mills Mall, just anywhere. You show up, someone will take that baby off your hands.
It just makes me sick. This lady had like 3 or 4 dogs and she felt bad. Oh, I'll take them there. And then the dogs wouldn't come back in. They were crying and whimpering. And what the fuck, you know? People are ridiculous.
I hate people.
April 15th, a Florida court ruled that that two former neighbors must split custody of a dog after a dispute about who the dog's rightful owner is. Pinellas County Judge Lorraine...
How is there confusion there? Is there a little backstory on how there could be confusion on who owns the dog between neighbors?
God owns little animals.
Well, that is true, but I could see this being a problem between a couple.
Yeah. Tina Marie Walker, 50,
unrelated neighbors,
53, and David Somerville, 68, each have a right to Ilario, a 4-year-old 100-pound Labrador, and must abide by the visitation rights and all the things that the court said.
I mean, it's a 100-pound lab. That's a nice dog right there. That's my kind of dog.
Good eating.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd be eating it. Didn't you just say you love animals? He was just giving me sign language about his love for animals.
The fight over the dog began more than 2 years ago when Walker adopted the dog from a shelter in Largo, Florida. That time, Somerville's son asked Walker to check in on his father, who was recovering from lung surgery. The two neighbors began spending a lot of time together, and Walker would being Ilario. That's exactly what I'm fucking reading.
This is incredible.
Oh, that's the press in America now. That's because anyone can write an article.
Together and Walker would being Ilario. That's what I'm fucking reading.
So we don't really know yet.
I don't
how
know
this
what the
happened.
Fuck this is UPI,
so,
by the way.
It looks like one person adopted the dog and then became really tight or became maybe like sleeping with the neighbor
Somerville,
and it became a relationship.
Somerville grew fond of Ilario and after dog sitting for Walker when she went on vacation, asked Walker if he could adopt the dog. After Walker refused, Somerville sued in small family court.
Oh, you know why?
Lame. That's
Walker walked her.
Walker was a walker.
Walker walked her.
Yeah. Yeah. Somerville is just sitting around Somerville.
Right. What, have they got nothing to do in Somerville that they have lame-ass cases that don't make sense? What the hell is that? That has no standing
from a legal perspective. And when you shared custody, first of all, it's Wednesday nights and every other weekend.
Right.
So who gets the dog Wednesday night?
Which
neighbor? See, it's an important thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe what, 1 week it's at one house, the next week it's at the other house?
I don't know how it's even a case.
So if somebody starts spending time with my dog, I'm like, hey, get the fuck out of here. Enough time. You don't get too close to my dog.
Oh, man, you wouldn't let someone put in that kind of time with your dog.
Hell
though.
No.
That's like when
Bob Levy's here, he takes the dog and sleeps with him. I'm like, listen, no more sleeping with Bob.
They're like touching dicks and stuff.
The dog comes back with Vaseline all over.
I don't think he violates the dog.
No, well, he loves the hell of him.
They
that
just
player.
Rub on each other, kind of like that pre-qualify.
Ducky, I love your dog.
I love your
dog. He's a great dog.
Now, here's a funny story. Robbery suspects lose stolen money to the wind.
Idiots.
That's like the coke that blew in the chick's purse.
We blew up the safe.
Yeah.
We got through the alarm system. We got fucked by the wind.
Right.
April 16th, police in Britain shared a video of two clumsy robbers who lost some of their ill-gotten cash to a strong gust of wind. And that moment was caught on camera. Greater Manchester police posted a video on YouTube showing footage of two suspects fleeing after robbing a travel agent's office. Wow. I didn't know travel agents had that much cash.
I didn't think they did either, man.
The video filmed March 17th shows cash falling from the robbers' pockets. Better wear cargo shorts if you're going to rip a place off.
No kidding. Or carry a purse.
The men attempted to retrieve some of the windblown money before fleeing. These guys trying to chase down fucking dollar bills.
Guys, hold on 1 second. I've got to, let me try to catch it.
That's terrible. What kind of shitty security did they have that these two morons even had the cash to begin with? Mm. That sounds, how did they compromise the system?
They used to work there.
Probably an inside job.
You know those guys in the UK?
No, but they must. I mean, listen, whenever you hear of somebody that stupid robbing something like that, it's an ex-employee.
Yeah, it's an inside job. They're the only one with the knowledge to be able to do it.
They had just enough knowledge to do something, but not complete enough knowledge to get it done correctly.
Because they got fired for not cleaning a toilet well. Yeah. Do you think they're going to rob the fucking place properly? Come on.
The duo threatened innocent people working in the travel agents and should know their actions are utterly unacceptable, said Detective Constable Phil Sawgill.
Yeah.
They took every step to secure the money in the shop, but it left the stolen notes in their wake as they fled from the scene.
But they took every Spirit airline ticket that was available.
Yeah, the most worthless thing in the real world.
The only good news of the story, one lady couldn't fly on that flight who actually had been sitting in that Southwest seat had she been on the plane.
Ooh, visualization. Mm. She's trying to look out for herself. Man, I want to see the video of everyone making the grab for the cash. The bystanders, if you will. Because, you know, people act crazy when money starts floating around. They attack each other.
There was a millionaire in New York years ago. Out his window, he was throwing stacks of $100 bills.
Yeah.
And people were just shitting.
Fun.
Traffic fucking.
Traffic stops when you see money.
Hell yeah.
I remember for years, and this happened, I wasn't in the car at the time, but my dad was driving on the turnpike, not where the dump is at this moment, right? In the Pompano sample.
Yes.
He was driving on there, and he's driving. He saw something weird flying through the air, which he thought was a bill. He pulled over, backed up about 50 yards, whatever he had to do.
In traffic, too, by
the way. Risking life in
middle lane.
Middle
lane.
And found a $50 bill.
Get
How did he spot
out
that bill? What eyesight?
He did have some great. Listen,
he's Spanish.
Wow,
they're incredible.
Just sniffing it out, right?
I see the tapas.
Yeah.
you know, this kind of reminds me. One time, I was
Columbus found America.
I was going out to dinner.
Yeah.
And I had the that's when I had the Corvette, black Corvette. Yeah. It was like 97 Corvette, something like that. At 98, and getting in the Corvette, even for the most agile of people, is not that easy. You got to fucking get in it. And I always had a habit of didn't want to put my wallet in my pocket, so I put my wallet on my top of my roof. And then fucking took off.
With the wallet.
I get to the restaurant and realize I don't have my wallet.
Mm-mm.
I'm starting to freak out. Like, I think I left it on the top of my car. I get all the way home. And as I'm pulling into, I lived in the townships, condos over there.
Yeah.
And as I'm pulling up, I see this guy walking his dog with a flashlight. And I'm thinking, oh, son of a bitch. I park my car on the side and I go around and I see money. I had like almost $300 in cash.
Right. Is he picking it up?
He was finding money. I go, excuse me, sir, are you looking for money by chance? He goes,
what are you talking about?
I'm picking up dog shit. I'm looking for, like, dude, you got to look at it.
Who's fucking looking for dog shit? Like, oh, I just would love to pick up some real steamy dog shit right now.
Listen, he was
God,
hungry.
Please.
He might have been hungry.
Ew.
And so what happens?
So you tackled him in the dog shit?
Was
your wallet found or just the money?
Well, the great thing was, I got out of the car, and I'm looking around. I find some money.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up retrieving about 170 of it.
Wow. All right.
And there was the wallet I found, kind of like smooshed, like somebody run over it and something like that. It was just kind of flattened out. I got my wallet, thank God. And then I found another wad. I found like a wad of money that stuck together, but they must have blown away.
Of course.
And then the guy who says, no, I'm not looking for money. As he sees me picking up shit, realizing it, like I didn't just hear there's money on Coco Drive, wherever it is, he realizes this is my wallet.
Yeah.
And I guess, he felt a little bad and he ends up coming over and giving me $60 more he had found.
That's nice. But, it's because he was busted.
He probably had the other 150, the fucker.
He probably took the wallet and tossed it aside.
you know.
Probably.
We used to glue quarters to the mall floor, like when I worked in the store. Yeah. I mean, that's what this guy, he's looking for dog shit, but there's like 20s and 50s around him. Have you seen someone dive deep for a quarter in a mall that's glued to the floor?
Yeah. I've seen
hours of entertainment.
Dude, I've seen funny. It. I think it's fucking great. I remember being in the Carl Square Mall, and somebody did that right near the food court, outside the food court. And I would say, I'd actually said, this is great. I'm going to, and I eventually could tell who's the person who did it or, you know, I guess they had been gone. They probably laughed their asses off hours and then left.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm going to take them all. I'm going to sit down in this chair and enjoy this. People, mostly older, mm-hmm. they turned, stomp, and they went to pick it up and they tried, and then they got set back up. Some people walked away.
Right.
They said, fuck it. I'm not going to hurt my back. Some people kneeled down. Mm-hmm.
Well, and just think, so you say hours in front, you know, we would be inside, I actually worked for Foot Action for a long time because I played a lot of sports, so it made sense when you're 15, 16, right? That's where you should have a job. So you would have to stand across the front. What?
You love feet.
You like the discount.
That's what I'm talking about. I was buying sneakers all the time. Right. Of course, you got to get that discount.
Absolutely.
I got a little Jew in me somewhere. I know I do. I think it's the Austrian side. But
if you're playing sports,
I started when I was 14. I started going in there telling this lady, like, you got to hire me. Here's my birthday. I was setting up that discount long beforehand.
Absolutely.
But they used to make you stand in the front of the store and wait for people to come in.
Right. Yeah.
You're there for a 5-hour shift.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks.
On a Saturday night, you just put that quarter down, glue it. We used to glue more than one just to watch people really dive deep.
Well, we did it one time with like a $10 bill or something. Just fuck it, you know. We all put it in.
You glued paper to the floor?
Flat on the floor.
Yeah. How did that work for you?
I think he did it on concrete and somebody took the money and left.
Okay,
By the way, thanks Mike Sweeney, who says, it's nice to see someone on the show with bigger tits than me.
Yeah, buddy. Trying to do what I can.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Take your sweater off.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a T-shirt.
Take your T-shirt.
Yeah, okay.
It just goes to show a kind of vision this guy has.
The guy's asking for something. You know,
yeah.
It's not just me.
Oh, yeah, so
everybody
I just hop
to
that shit. Yeah, that's how I do it.
And by the way, thanks, Mike. We're reporting you to the Me Too community.
What?
Community. Yeah, fucking sexist cocksucker.
Me Too.
Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, we're wrapping it up here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We only got a few minutes left.
Really?
Just a couple quick things. I'm going to be at the... Comedy Zone and Riverside Theater in Vero this weekend on Friday and Saturday. Two shows, 7:30, 9:30, if you want to come out. If you're in the area, I have some of my old high school friends that are in town. They're going to show up to that show.
You're kidding.
It's good to know I'm a draw. But
they all ask for comps, though.
Yeah. I want 15 comps.
Right.
It's good to have Minda back.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to.
Yeah.
In your presence in this amazing studio with this wonderful video camera on. Boy, it's really
yeah. Well, listen, you already got somebody talking about your boobs.
Titties?
See, Doug says the camera adds 40 pounds to you. So
yeah, well, that's why
are you getting me involved in this? Why wouldn't
I'm
you?
Just
you basically just said it, and you're like a bad ventriloquist. You're trying to blame the dummy for that comment.
Is that what I did?
That's something like that.
Hey, so where are you performing lately?
Well, I'm performing all over South Florida.
I don't mean at home with your boyfriend. I mean,
oh no, in general, yeah, a couple different places all across Florida. But we always do our monthly show in Deerfield, and that's at the Comedy Basement Show. You can find that on any social media platform at Comedy Basement Show. And we have our 3-year anniversary show coming up. Ramon Garcia.
That's the one I was supposed to be on.
Will Rock the House Lewis.
Will Rock the House. Always love that guy.
I love him.
Yeah.
He tells jokes in stereo.
I haven't seen him in a while.
So that's the last Saturday of the month. I think it's April 28th.
Hasn't seen you in a while either.
Hasn't seen him in a while. Well, those eyes, you know. But me and him, we got an eye connection.
Well, good.
So I don't hate on that.
I'm glad.
And he's funny as hell, right?
He's very funny dude. I love him, man. So funny.
Yeah, it was a show I was supposed to be on, and I felt bad.
Well, you're rebooked.
Yeah, I'm going to be in August, right?
August. You're our August show. Right now, we're booked out through November, so...
Nice.
Holy crap.
By the way, speaking of shows... Okay, so that's... We got the show coming up on the
28th.
That's right.
Last Saturday of the month.
So go to that show. Also, you...
Performing with you somewhere, right?
Yeah, the Funky Buddha.
I thought you said you don't perform.
Shh.
You just opened up the whole show that way. I don't perform. I'm just funny. I don't make up stuff.
No. I do an occasional thing because people ask. People need me. People want me.
The stage calls for you.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation requested.
they think I go out in a wheelchair pretending one of Jerry's kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a grown-up Jerry's kid.
On Saturday, May 12th at the Funky Buddha, two shows. I think it's 7:30, 9:30, 8:30.
Oh, man, I wish I was going to be in town for that.
Yeah, that's right. You weren't. I asked you to be on
that
show.
It's post-birthday weekend. I'm going to be out
of
town.
Friday.
Is it a Friday? Yeah. No, it's not Friday. It's a Saturday.
Look, you don't even know what fucking
day it's May 12th. It's a Saturday.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Peter. May 12th.
You're allowed to be sundown.
When's the Elgin
wedding? On May 13th, Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Whoa. What a weekend for Wake Up Late with Dougie show crew.
May 11th is real exciting because Tada Productions brings you Steve Marshall at the iHeart Performance Theater in Bremen, where Dear Boy hosted for us.
Man,
on
I am
the last
just
show.
Nice trying song. To beg him to come to Comedy Basement nice at the end of the year. Maybe I'll get my dream.
And of course, that's that. And then May 9th, Steve Marshall will be here at Tavolino's, May 9th
nice.
Show.
Nice, love Tavolino's.
So our first show back, Tavolino's on Wednesday, May 9th.
Delicious
Steve Marshall
food.
And Chris Priester will be on that show as long as me hosting it. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous.
You can hit me just about anywhere at Minda is Awesome.
Come here.
And don't forget, if you're looking for some awesome ongoing comedy shows on Saturday nights in South Florida, hit up the Comedy Basement show.
There you go. Peter?
Well, I'm going to be performing
May 12th at
May
the Funky 12th Buddha.
At the Funky Buddha with Dougie. I was supposed to actually play
on the early show.
Yeah, on the early show. I'm back to the late show.
I'm sure you'll be attending the
well, I gotta be
the
in bed
wedding.
I got to be in bed by 10.
Are you like a best man in that, Elgin? What? Or do they have like a best seat?
No, he wanted somebody actually taller than him.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening, guys. Next week, all new shows, of course. Don't forget to go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. That's our home site. Be a patron. Donate as little as $1 a month to help us out with the gas money for the co-host. We appreciate it. It's a patron listener. And by the way, we're going to be making Wake Up Late with Dougie Show t-shirts for all those who become patrons. Thanks again, guys, and we'll be back next week right here at the same spot.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground.